On the surface, the latest inflation numbers look and sound pretty good. It hit 1.7% in April. That's actually below the central bank's target rate. But nothing is as simple as it sounds. It turns out the big decline was the result of Ottawa taking off the carbon tax. When you pull back the curtains a bit further, what you see is that food prices were rising faster than expected, closer to 4%. That's largely what had been predicted, as the Canadian dollar's weakness means it costs more to import fresh fruit and vegetables from the U.S. Also, we are starting to see the impact of tariffs on some of the items that we purchase at grocery stores. In short, the price of energy is down, but food is up. Economists are now trying to figure out how the Bank of Canada will respond to that. Normally, falling inflation would support interest rate cuts, but higher inflation for core items such as food weigh against that likelihood. But with job creation falling in central Canada, lower interest rates may be in the cards anyway. I'm Paul Martin.